It is 47 minutes after 7 o'clock on your Monday morning, 8th day of September. Man, we're cruising along on this month, aren't we, James T?
Yeah, true.
Man, we're just getting after it here. Speaking of getting after it, I'm sure you watched the game last night, the Bills game.
I did watch the Bills game last night.
Oh, my.
I was...
Wow. What can you say?
So, let me be honest with you here, Bob. I put $10 down in like a little pick 'em pool or whatever.
Yeah.
I am currently perfect. I'm 13 for 13 from Sunday. And I picked the Bills in that game. And about halfway through the third quarter, I was like, oh, man, well, there it goes. It's over. It's all over. And that saved my pool. I'm on the verge of winning about $600 because of that game.
Hey, look at you go, right?
Now here's the thing. Now, I've made the really... probably dumb decision of really counting on my Vikings to pull this one off on Monday here today, and that usually doesn't work very well for me.
Yeah,
but they pulled it out. The Bills, man,
that was unreal.
That was a fun game to watch.
Funny is that people left.
Yeah,
I mean, you look at the stands at the end of that game, and there was about 20% people were gone.
I'm totally okay with seeing both of those teams play each other for the rest of time. Let's just have 17 weeks of Bills Ravens, and I'm thumbs up for that.
Unlike the Broncos, who ugly won.
Yeah, I put them down as my survivor pick too as well. And that was
the Broncos won. The Broncos won. It was ugly. They won though.
Yeah, they did win.
But that Bills win. I mean, to go up against Baltimore in the first game. Come on, man.
Yeah. Rematch of last year's.
Yeah.
Divisional,
yeah. And, geez, that was crazy fun. Stayed up way past my bedtime on that one.
Yeah, bet you did. Rightfully so. I'm surprised you're not one of the people that were like, oh, the game's there, I got to go to bed. Game's over.
Game's
start
over.
A fourth quarter.
Heck, I even watched a bunch of post game. I won, yeah. You know? So, tonight, Vikings, your Vikings taking on the Bears.
Yep.
They're at Soldier Field.
It's not very often that I've been this nervous for a Vikings game. I won't be honest with you.
All right. Play pro football, pick 'em. Get online. Have fun with us.
I've had a very good week on there, too.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good right now.
Yeah, you are. Football's back. And the Wilson Football Company makes a comeback, too. Roughly 27,000 footballs needed for the games this season in the NFL. Wilson produced every football used in NFL games since 1941. And these balls are on hand; they're hand sewn at the Wilson factory, Ada, Ohio. Ada, Ohio is where they are. The signature NFL football is called the Duke.
Mm-hmm. Says it on the ball.
Yeah, named after former New York Giants owner Wellington Mara. Tens of thousands more will be produced for use in team practices, promotional, and event giveaways. So there you go.
Check it out, the Duke.
You know, it's like November 23rd, something like that, when Josh Allen's going to get inducted in the Wyoming Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And he's going to be in Laramie. Is that place going to be rocking or what?
Is he getting inducted in the Wyoming, or is he just getting his jersey retired and everything?
He's getting his jersey retired, Getting his jersey retired. After that game, he should get it retired.
Well, yeah.
Wow. What a game. How about these two people? Two Powerball tickets.
I saw that.
Missouri and Texas, they're going to split $1.8 billion.
Would you be disappointed if you found out somebody else had won?
I know. I was disappointed.
You still
because
get...
I didn't buy it. Yeah. I didn't buy it. I was like, dang it, I didn't buy a ticket.
But would you be, if you had one, would you be disappointed that you had to split it with somebody? Probably.
I mean,
from $1.8 billion... to now, what, probably about $300 million after taxes?
I'd be happy winning $1 million.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you're right.
You know, if I won $1 million out of that game, I'd be jumping for joy.
It's hard to disagree with that.
Now we got to turn our attention to Mega Millions because tomorrow's drawing is $358 million. So that one's on the rise. See, the best time to buy now, I think,
your chance
to win is right now.
Right.
In Powerball. I highly suggest you buy tickets.
That's how they get you.
I know, right? Because it's probably, I don't know what the pot is right now, but, you know, a few million, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We'll take it. Okay. Anyway. Yep. Looking at the date book today, 1565, the Spanish established the first permanent European settlement in North America at present day St. Augustine, Florida.
Mm.
1664, the Dutch surrender New Amsterdam to the English, and then the English rename it. What do you think? Will they rename it? New Amsterdam.
New Amsterdam, yeah, okay. That makes sense.
They renamed it New York.
Oh, okay. Wow,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought York, well, because there's York in England.
The Dutch surrendered New Amsterdam, yes, to the English, who rename it New York. I know. See, we learned something new every day on the show.
I thought it was just they had York in England, and then they're like, oh, well, this will be New York.
18, good one, though. 1858, Abraham Lincoln makes his famous speech, "When you can fool people," on this date.
Okay.
I've been there. There's a sign at this place. 1883. Northern Pacific Railroad's last spike is driven. Mm. Independence Creek, Montana.
Cool.
On this date. 1892, the early version of the Pledge of Allegiance appears in the Youth's Companion on this date.
Is that like a publication or something?
Yeah. Okay. 1900, a powerful hurricane hits Galveston, Texas, yeah, killing 8,000 people. 1930, 3M began marketing Scotch transparent tape.
Cool.
1966, James, TV series Star Trek premiered. NBC.
Legendary.
I know. Star Trek Day today, by the way. It's Grandparents' Day. Yay.
Of course.
Talked to my grandkids last night, actually. Actors' Day.
It's weird to think that that's you now.
I know, right?
You're the one celebrating Grandparents' Day.
I know. It is Date Nut Bread Day.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
World Physical Therapy Day.
Okay.
It's a physical therapy.
Yeah.
Lego's introduced a new Lego Star Wars Death Star set.
Ooh. Oh, I saw that.
9,000 plus pieces.
Yeah, a bunch of pieces.
38 minifigures, including two droids. It's priced at $1,000.
I was going to say, if you were to have people take a guess at that, they would not even come close.
They'll sell out of them.
Oh, easily.
Yeah. It will be released October 1st.
They'll be sold out before they actually go on sale because everybody will just buy them on the pre-sale.
Right. October 1st for Lego Insiders. Ooh, are you a Lego Insider?
There you go.
How do you get that status?
That's how it gets sold out.
How do you get that status?
You have to subscribe to Lego Plus.
Okay. Lego Plus.
Yeah.
Lego Insiders, if you are one, it's October 1st. And if you're the general public, it's October 4th, but you may not even get a chance.
Probably not.
The Death Star goes on sale.
I think they've done a Death Star before.
They have.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. But this one, yeah.
The new version.
It's cross-section of the Death Star rather than a full spherical model. The open front reveals various iconic rooms from the original Star Wars trilogy, including the garbage compactor room, the dual room where Vader confronts Obi-Wan, and the conference room where the Emperor and his commanders discuss their plans.
Yep.
All right. And then you can see the little guys, Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Princess Leia, Darth Vader. They're all going to be in there.
The whole squad.
The squad. Speaking of Legos, a New Zealand woman has set a Guinness World Record by running 100 meters barefoot on loose Lego bricks in 24.75 seconds.
Okay. That's... Wow.
Gabrielle Wall's record-breaking sprint took place in Christchurch, with a track covered 661 pounds of Lego bricks. She spent 2 months training barefoot. Wow.
That sounds awful. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, she's got her name in the record books.
And that's true. I feel like your feet are ruined forever, though.
Wow. No, they're just really tough now.
Yeah.
Probably calloused. Okay.
Awful.
How many times are you getting bit by a mosquito or a bug and you scratch it, right?
I'll be honest with you. I'm not somebody that gets bit by mosquitoes very often. They don't like my blood.
That's because you got to get out. Oh, they don't like your blood?
They don't like my blood. Those, yeah, huh? They don't like it. I don't know
so
what it is.
Everybody else is getting bit and you're just standing
I'm wow. They I'm not a yeah. I'm, I don't get bit very often by mosquitoes.
Well, when you have an itch, you scratch it, right?
Yeah, that's
Researchers
true.
Researchers say rubbing an itch instead of scratching can ease the irritation more quickly, as it activates a soothing pathway from the spinal cord. So rub it, don't scratch.
There's something very satisfying about scratching it, though.
I know, but you shouldn't do that.
No, you shouldn't. But man, it feels good. And then it burns, and you're like, I shouldn't have done that.
Right, and then you're going, I should have just rubbed it.
I shouldn't have done that.
Okay. All right, if you're a lottery winner, enjoy.
If you're a lottery winner, give us a call.
Give us a call.
How did you do it?
How'd you do? Lottery winners share biggest mistakes. Here's a couple of them. Avoid immediate big-ticket purchases.
Yeah.
Set boundaries with friends and family. Oh, geez.
I don't know how many people I'm telling regardless, to be honest with you.
Don't gamble. You already won.
Yeah, no kidding.
Don't risk it.
Take it out and take it out and forget it forever.
Beware of spending everything too quickly.
Yeah.
Expect relationship challenges and legal issues.
Yeah,
keep your tickets safe and verify your win.
Okay. I'm putting that thing in a lock and key in a case and taking it to the offices.
All right. So, a couple people, Missouri and Texas, split in $1.8 billion, James.
Be about $300 million or something like that by the time taxes are done.
Drawing is now. We got to turn attention to Mega Millions.
All true. Right.
Okay. We're still here. So are you. So is James. He's got Swap Shop next hour. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. I make you feel invincible. I'm more than recreational. I'm what you